with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
All right, let's take it from the top again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So, Deontay, last time you came in, you were hungover.
I was.
You were pretty much sweating liquor. I could smell you all the way over here.
I was not.
No, the liquor was a lie.
The liquor was long gone by then.
Okay, yes, that part is a lie. But you were hungover.
I was something.
You were complaining.
Yes.
Are you better now?
I'm better now.
Okay.
I'm better. Okay. You know, it only took 4 or 5 days to recover from that half-night party.
Hey, I guess... whatever it takes, right?
Hey.
I didn't make it to the Kelly Raspberry party.
I know. I missed you.
I think I already said that last week, but I know I'm always so much fun at those parties.
You are.
But this year I couldn't make it. I'm too busy adulting and keeping my commitments and being responsible for all that fun.
Look at you.
There's no room for fun in my life right now. I am all business all the time.
Well, nobody tells you when you get to be an adult that I'm not nearly as much fun as it was when you were a kid.
I am such a joy to be around right now, let me tell you. But I, like you last week, I'm exhausted. Mm. I didn't sleep much on Friday night, but on Saturday, I went home after the race and trying to thaw out because it got stupidly cold.
Yeah.
I fell asleep for like 4 hours on my couch. Mm. And then I went to bed early and I didn't wake up till afternoon on Sunday.
Oh, man.
It's like 14 hours plus 15 to 18 hours. That's a lot of sleep.
Yeah, I miss those days.
But my body is just hating me right now.
Oh.
I think it's because I've been trying to do this clean eating thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's allegedly vegan. That's
okay.
What I was told.
Okay.
But the recipes that I found aren't vegan.
Okay.
So, and then the recipes that I looked up online didn't match the recipes that I saw on the meal plan. Mm-hmm. So I just decided it was a giant mess and I would basically do what I thought my interpretation of this diet is.
Okay, that worries me.
I don't do scales.
Okay.
So I don't know if I've lost any weight.
Okay.
My main issue, I don't eat. I don't like food enough.
Yeah.
I don't eat it enough.
I have that issue too.
I could probably be doing the hugest, most successful diet of all time and not lose a pound because I don't eat enough.
I'm with you.
Anyway, it's making my mind kind of a fuzzy disaster. But I did make some delicious zucchini lasagna the other night that I'm not one to brag about my cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to brag about this stuff. It was really good.
Really?
Yeah.
I have never been able to successfully do that one.
Well, here's the key. You want to know the secret to it?
Yes.
So it's not too runny?
Mm-hmm.
Is you have to dry out your zucchini before you try and make it with the pasta.
Yes, because I have tried to do the zucchini boats where you scoop, instead of slicing the zucchini and doing it like a lasagna, you scoop out... like you cut it
core
in half.
It almost?
You slice it down the middle and then you scoop out the inside.
Right.
And then you fill it with the Italian sausage and cheese and all that stuff, all the topping. But like you said, it always ends up like soggy
it's
and runny.
It's too much moisture in the zucchini. Mm-hmm. You have to either bake some of the moisture out or I use my griddle.
Okay.
I just stuck the slices on the griddle for a couple minutes.
Oh.
And until they started to sizzle some.
Uh-huh.
And maybe brown a little bit and then took it off. That's the key to cooking with zucchini. You've got to absorb the moisture.
I have a griddle that you gave me for my wedding.
I did?
Yes.
That's awesome of me. Congratulations
to
you on that.
I'll have to use that for
that.
Oh,
you've never used it?
No, I've used it. I use it for pancakes, but I've never thought to use it for that.
See, I got a griddle for Christmas and I tried using it once for pancakes and it was a disaster.
Really?
Because I don't know how to successfully turn a pancake.
Oh, you're supposed to wait until it bubbles.
That's what I've read, but I've not actually tried to do that since I ruined a giant batch of them last time. And I don't know why directions are so hard for me to follow. I struggle with it. I have to measure, I had to measure the ricotta cheese in this recipe, and then I was supposed to add 1 egg and then maybe a quarter cup of something, Parmesan.
Mm-hmm.
I somehow ended up accidentally putting in 2 eggs. I think it's because I dropped part of the first egg on the counter. And so I thought I would make up for the whites that were missing with a second egg, but then I dropped the yolk in. And I tried to fish it out, but I'm a nightmare. Just don't ever depend on me for anything in the kitchen. But I'm telling you, my zucchini lasagna was pretty dang delicious.
All right. You have to send me that recipe.
Oh, yeah.
I need that.
For sure.
So here's an interesting thing.
What?
That, this may be a problem that you're having, as it's a problem I'm having.
Okay.
I'm anemic. Like, a lot of anemic.
What is... Like, you don't have enough iron, right?
Oh, like, I don't have anywhere close to enough iron.
Okay.
So, I have not been to, like, a primary care physician for an annual physical probably since I was in college.
Okay.
Because I was, you know, pregnant or nursing for 800 years. And so, I just always saw my OB.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was always taking prenatal vitamins because I was pregnant or breastfeeding. So... when I got pregnant with Jude, I really lost my appetite. He killed my appetite.
Yeah.
So with the first two, I gained like 60 plus pounds. With Jude, I only gained 25 because I wasn't hungry at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that just continued. Like, I never really regained my appetite after I had him. So I struggle to get in enough calories.
Right.
That's just an ongoing problem with me. Like you said, I just don't have... I don't have an interest in food. I don't crave. It's just not anywhere on my radar.
Uh-huh.
Well, apparently, not only am I not eating enough, but the food that I am eating does not provide me with all the nutrients I need. And I had a physical last week for the first time in like 800 years. And I am not just low iron, straight up anemic.
And what does that mean?
It means I don't have nearly enough iron.
Well, I get that, but like, what are the
my hair is thinning. I think that's part of the reason, like, I can't remember things. I'm having some like short-term memory loss, like forgetting names of people I should know, people I talk to every day.
Right.
Can't remember names. My hands and my feet are always cold. Like, I've always been cold natured, but my hands and my feet are always cold. What else? Just kind of two or three just random things that I'm having these issues with. But I wonder if maybe that's part of it for you too.
What?
Like, when you're feeling run down and you can't, that's a big part of it as well.
Mine is, honestly, like you said, I don't eat and my days are just crazy long. Mm-hmm. I'm home so little. Like, I don't understand the justification in paying rent at this point because I'm never there.
Yeah, I understand that.
But I have to do a high dose of vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I take it once a week and I think they say it's like 12,500 milligrams of vitamin D or something.
Wow.
I think that's made a huge difference in my not catching a bunch of illnesses from children that I teach in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's made a huge difference. Mm-hmm. But that's really the only... They did blood tests when they were checking my thyroid for cancer. And that was one of the things that she told me to do was take those. And it makes a huge difference. So hopefully you can get that figured out. And
yeah. Well, I got the test results back. It's funny. They send you... apparently, that's how long it's been since I've been to the doctor, because now they send you everything online. Like, you used to have to wait until, you know, they call you. Now they send you all the test results in your little, you know, chart.
It's fascinating.
You can look it up online.
Yeah.
So then you get into Google and you're Googling all the initials.
Don't
and
do
the
that.
Acronyms. And I'm like, oh.
Don't
so
do
that's
that.
That's what that means. So my thyroid is normal. You know, cholesterol, blood pressure, all of that. It's just the iron. But that... you know, lends to so many other issues with, like, you know, my fingernails aren't as strong as they used to be. My hair is thinning. I'm cold all the time. I can't remember things. And I'm going through this list of all of these, like, you know, side effects from anemia. And I'm like, oh, I have that. Oh, I have that. Oh, I have that. Huh. Who knew?
But the thing, you can't Google any, I mean, I guess basic medical things is fine, but Googling anything serious is terrifying.
Yes.
I on Saturday, I was out in the cold for several hours, but I got out of it and I was fine. And so I told you earlier, I laid down on my couch, fell asleep for like 4 hours, and I wake up and I have these welt looking things on my cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so at first... I was worried that it was hives, because there was one day last week where I had to stop and get liquid Benadryl because I was having an allergic reaction to something.
Oh, wow.
My ears were on fire in a way I can't explain.
Oh, no.
My back, it felt like I had fire ants biting me on my back. So I stopped and got Benadryl and took that, and I was okay. So I thought maybe I was having another allergic reaction to something. And so I took a picture of my cheek and sent it to my sister because her sister-in-law's work in dermatology.
Oh, okay.
So I thought she would tell me it was windburn, but she writes back and says it looks like hives. So then I get to Googling, hi, what does it mean? Well, you could go into anaphylactic shock and blah, blah, blah.
Could be anything.
Get your EpiPen ready. And, well, I don't have an EpiPen. Mine expired. I what do I do? So I was on high alert because I made the mistake of Googling hives on Saturday.
And really, with hives, it could be something just as simple as stress.
Yeah.
You know, it could just, that, yeah, that is the... Never go to WebMD. When you Google something and all of the search results come up, if WebMD is on there, just skip that one.
Absolutely.
That one will convince you like you need to call 911 immediately.
You're better off just going to Wikipedia for that stuff.
Definitely.
Because you will terrify yourself.
Oh, no question.
Like I did. I was at home by myself on Saturday night and sitting there kind of curled up on my couch hoping that I don't go into anaphylactic shock, making sure that I keep the top lock on my door unlocked.
So they can bust in.
So that my sister can come in and find me dead if needed.
Oh, gosh.
But you know what? So talking about being at my apartment. Okay, so I am never there.
Right.
I'm gone from before the sun comes up, and I don't get home until after 8 o'clock on most nights. So I'm never there. I honest to God think, Deontay, that somebody is living in my apartment when I'm not there.
No.
Swear to God.
Why? Why? What makes you think that?
Okay, here's the thing. And this is random, but I promise you. Okay, so outside of my front door, I've been noticing bobby pins. Okay. You know, the little hair clips that women use. One or two when I first moved in, not a big deal, but they started showing up consistently on my front door, like next to my doormat. They were just there. Okay. So I was weirded out by that because nobody lived across from me at the time.
Okay.
And the other apartments are way, like probably 20 feet to my left. So there was really nobody who should have been at my doorstep to drop their bobby pins.
Right.
Okay, but then I start noticing them in my apartment, in places that I have cleaned, I have swept, I have vacuumed, I have steam mopped, and I'm still finding random bobby pins that just show up out of nowhere. I can't figure out any other reason for it other than somebody's living in my apartment when I'm not there, which is a lot. I'm never there.
That's weird.
Isn't it weird? But I'm not... I've tried to talk myself out of the theory and tell myself that maybe the person who lived there before just used a ton of bobby pins.
Do you notice it like every day or?
I think somebody's been in my apartment about once or twice a week. It's not every day.
You need a camera.
I'm thinking that I might need to get a nanny cam.
You need to get a camera.
Because I don't understand where they could be coming from. It's the weirdest thing. Bobby pins. How random is that?
Huh.
Just in my kitchen, they'll show up on my kitchen floor. Like, I could maybe understand it if I found one, you know, kind of clamped onto the carpet somewhere. But that's not where I've found them. I found them on my bathroom floor, which is, it's laminate. It's like hardwood. So, you know, I sweep it.
Right.
And I've steamed it. In the kitchen, where I do the same.
Weird.
What could be happening? I don't feel like it's haunted. I've never really been scared in my apartment while I was there, but it's just, I can't think of any other reason why these hairpins would be there.
But why would someone be in your apartment and just leaving bobby pins?
I don't know that they're intentionally doing it. Maybe they,
Who wears that many bobby pins that they would be randomly falling out of their hair?
I do not know. I'm not saying that this makes any sense. I'm just saying it's the only theory that I can come up with, because where else are they coming from? Honestly, where who would be, I don't use them. I don't have enough hair for it.
Do you have an old phone, like an old iPhone with the video that can take video?
No.
No. Oh.
Not anymore. I'm thinking nanny cam, or I can put up a GoPro. Like, I have a couple of GoPros that I could set up.
Yeah, I would do the GoPro.
As long as the batteries don't die. But yeah. Who
can
has...
Can you plug those in?
I guess you can plug them into the charger, but the thing is, who has a memory card that is 16 hours long?
Oh, yeah.
So that's the problem.
Oh.
So for now, I'm just going to go with the theory that somebody is living in my apartment when I'm not there. And the only reason I'm really upset about it is because I feel like they should be sharing in the bills.
I was going to say, they need to leave you a check.
Seriously. Seriously.
But, hey, but you know what? That could be like a good money-making thing. Like, if somebody just needs somewhere to hang out during the day and you're gone all day, you could share rent.
The germaphobe in me will not allow that to happen. No. I'm already weirded out enough by living in an apartment that I've cleaned religiously and thoroughly ever since I moved in. It's just the thought of how many people have lived there and not knowing what has happened in that space.
Right.
Weirds me out.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready to buy a house.
Your imagination is too vivid.
Yeah, I can't.
For that.
I can't, because I promise you, whoever would be sharing my apartment with me mm-hmm. would murder people and cut them up in my bathtub and frame me for it. So I'd rather not do that. But
yeah, that's probably a...
I'm telling you, somebody is living there.
You need a nanny cam.
I'll figure out some way.
I am looking forward to the resolution on this. So I asked about the phone because, and this is a pro tip if you're trying to sell your house.
Mm-hmm.
So before we bought this house, we've been in this house almost 5 years. Our house was on the market for over a year. Mm-hmm. It was just, it was a nightmare. But I had a friend. So it was weird. We would get all this great feedback. When you list your house, the realtor will ask for feedback from either the realtor that showed the house uh-huh. or the people that looked at it. And everybody would say the same thing. It's a great house. You know, very well taken care of, you know, nicely upgraded, blah, blah, blah. But we could not get any offers on our house. So a friend of mine told me to leave my phone on record because they tell you, you know, when they're going to come.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Show your house. So I would leave. I had an old phone and I would set it to record just an audio recording
uh-huh.
and leave that while we were gone. And then when I would get back, I could listen to it and then get the actual feedback, because you could hear people say,
yeah.
oh, this, or, oh, I don't like that. So you get the true feedback instead of getting just, you know, the generic comments that they give in the review part.
That's really smart.
So that's why I was asking if you had an old phone, you could leave maybe audio so you could hear if somebody came in or.
No, but I have my handy dandy little recorder that we use here at work that I can maybe.
Yeah.
Work. Yeah.
Or good maybe idea. It's just a maintenance person.
Really? They can't come. They're not supposed to come in your house unless you ask them to, well, I think. And then they're supposed to leave a note saying they've been there.
Yeah, but people do things they're not supposed to do all the time. So maybe if there's like a maintenance person or a apartment employee that's just hanging out at your house, killing time, taking a nap.
Watching my Netflix.
Yep.
Huh. I'm going to get a camera.
Could be.
Thank you, Deontay.
Looking forward to finding out what's going on over at...
I'll let you know.
Casa de Shannon.
Ugh.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.